Blog Talk Radio.
To you. This is Dynamic Daphne, the host of the A New Day show, and I'm so excited to be on this broadcast with you this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday morning. Today, we are having an open forum once again where I encourage you, the listeners, to call in 646-915-8166. I want for you to please call in and let's talk about some of the unique ways that we can show gratitude to our customers or clients, because from a number of conversations that I've been having with entrepreneurs, I've come to realize that when it comes to the end of the year or around the holiday time, there are a lot of entrepreneurs who are not taking the time to show gratitude to customers. However, when the beginning of the new year rides around, then they are back knocking at their doors with the hope of them continuing to do business with them. So for that reason, that's why I have dedicated today's segment around this conversation in this space at this time. Together, we can compile an amazing gift that we can use as entrepreneurs to show gratitude and appreciation to the people who help us to keep a roof over our head, food on our tables, kids in school, cars that drive us around. Without these customers and clients, we would not be privy to having any of these things. So I want to take this opportunity to welcome guest 11471 to the show. And I do pray that you have something that you would like to contribute to the conversation this morning. We are going to be talking about some of the best practices that we as entrepreneurs can use to show gratitude and appreciation. So I'm going back and forth from the studio to the chat room. The number you can call if you would like to go live on the air, is 646-915-8166. If you do not want to speak and you just want to write it in the chat room, by all means do that, and I will read it from there as well. So today we will be discussing some of the best practices that you have used as an entrepreneur to show gratitude to your clientele, the people who have been doing business with you. How can you leave a corporate impression on your client or customer with an entrepreneurial budget or a shoestring budget? You know, whether you are an established entrepreneur or you are just starting out, it is very important that you find a way that works for you to show gratitude to your clients or customer. So I want to just do a bit of housekeeping. I want to tell you that the Vision Weekend Conference website, visionweekendconference.com, is live. So please visit us there, visionweekendconference.com, and you will be able to have a more intimate look at the speakers that we have lined up for the conference. And last Monday, the 14th of November, we started featuring each of the speakers that is going to be on the platform. And last week, I was co-host on the Jim Nemley Show, Building an Extraordinary Business. And our first speaker was Chandel Pitts, who is a design consultant and owner of Black Cat Design, and she gave us some amazing information there about our image and our brand and everything. So check out Jim's show for Lam last Monday and just listen to some of the things that Chandel shared with us, how we can really stand out from our competition. And on this Monday coming up, our guest will be Mr. Leon Ellis. He's a restaurant owner, he's an entrepreneur, and he is an inspirational / motivational speaker. So others on the platform are James Nemley, Jennifer Sertle, Edward Foxworth III, Kobe Huberman, Brian Ridgway, Ariella Mitchell Durant, Steven Jackson, Cheryl Cuttle, Sam Orme, Willie Crawford, Crystal Washington, Jan Mullock, Leon Ellis, and Mr. Simon T. Bailey will be our keynote speaker at the gala on Saturday night and at the opening session on Sunday morning. I am so honored and privileged to be the founder of the Vision Weekend Conference. So please visit us at visionweekendconference.com and you can get all the information that you want there. I want to welcome guest 11514 to the show. And if you have any contribution to this conversation, please feel free to call 646-915-8166. Now, let's talk about our clients and our customers, depending on the business that you're in. Whether you're a service provider or a product provider, there comes a time when we ought to show gratitude. I know a lot of people wait for Thanksgiving to be saying thanks, but especially now with the availability of virtual systems, we can keep in touch with our clients on a frequent basis. More than I want to read this because I think it will help to open our eyes to what we are talking about here. More than in any other human relationship, overwhelmingly, more motherhood means more instantly interputably responsive and responsible. Friendship with oneself is all important because without it, one cannot be friends with anyone else in the world. And I wanted to share that because when you understand that, beside getting a check or getting or stamping an invoice paid because the customer sent you the payment for whatever it is, we need to understand that the relationship with our clients or customers is very important. And their loyalty to us is going to depend on how we treat them. It's cheaper does not mean better. However, relationship, committed relationship and service will put you above your competition. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, that my conversation with entrepreneurs provided me with some stunning information that worries me, because I heard entrepreneurs saying that they don't have the money to give a gift at the end of the year. And, oh, my business is just starting out. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter whether you began business a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years ago. Sustaining and maintaining the relationship with your clients is of vital importance. So I decided that I wanted to spend this time this morning, and as I have said, I am encouraging you to call in, and let's just talk about some of the things that you have done in the past or you are getting ready to do to show gratitude and appreciation to your customer / clientele. Now, and I have created a little list here that I am going to go through with you, my listeners. And these are inexpensive things that we can all do that will be unique and authentically ours. The first thing I have on my list is, as you go over your list of clients, you're looking on every detail about them, you're kind of reconnecting, and you're doing an evaluation from the first time you met them. You go over in your minds and in your heart some of the conversations that you had until that relationship came to fruition, where they spend some money with you and they have given you repeat message. Now, with all that information that you just gathered, why not create a poem about the relationship between the client and your company or organization? Now, if you do not have the best of handwriting, you can get someone who has a beautiful handwriting with those special pens, and they will handwrite that poem for you. And remember, you can do many poems, but each poem will be individually directed to that special client. Now, after you get that handwritten, it could be nicely done on parchment paper. And when you get that all nicely done, you go to the hardware store or Walmart or any one of those kind of stores around, and you look for a very nice, inexpensive frame. And you place that handwritten poem in that frame, and you wrap it with a beautiful bow, and you take it and you deliver it to your customer if they are local. If they are not local to you, then you will need to ship it. This gift idea, you can be creating it all year round. You do not necessarily need to leave it for the end of the year to be creating it. You can be doing it all during the year so that by the time the end of the year comes, all you would need to do is to put the final touches on. Maybe if you still have some that needs to be framed, you can be framing them. And you wrap them and put the nice bow on and put a card, especially if you are wrapping them in advance, in order not to give the wrong poem to the wrong customer. Make sure that you have a card with the name of the poem that is on the inside of that package. So it is very, very important. Now, I am getting excited just talking about that, and I'm sure you are too. Can you imagine ripping that gift wrap paper off and look at it and you see a bunch of text and you begin to read that text and that text is talking about you and the relationship that you have brought to this business owner? Do you think that that is something they would not be proud about? I think they would be. And they would be showing that off. And guess what happens? When they begin to show that off and people see the creativity and the gesture and the uniqueness about what you have done, do you think that is going to bring you a few more clients as well? I would say yes, it will do that. Yes, it's okay to send wine and champagne and cake and you know all the things that we do. However, I am here to tell you, nothing will make the impact that this kind of a gift gesture will make to your clients. So, we talk about writing a poem about the customer and framing it in a beautiful frame. You know, I am such a sucker for gold frames. They they just add so much class and pizzazz and to the things that you're doing. So just look around. And, you know, during the year, especially closeout time, you see a nice frame, a couple of nice frames, you buy them and you stock them up so that when you finish these poems, you can go ahead and just frame them right away. You won't need to be going around looking for the right frame at the end of the year. Now, the next thing that you can do, and I'm seeing I'm doing with writing now, I'm going to continue with that. You can develop a list of bullet points about the value this client adds to your business. Again, can be done on parchment paper. You know, it's all nice when it's typed up, but I personally, based on experience, have seen the expression on people's faces when they open a card or any gift that is handwritten. So I am not going to say how many bullet points, but you look over the relationship. And then develop different bullet points about the value that they add to your business. And the value does not mean the amount of money that they spend with you. You look over. Sometimes it's just their exchange of conversation with other clients that they met there. It could be with your staff, it could be with yourself, or it could just because you're in the relationship with them and you have watched them impart such value to your company and you decide to honor them by putting that into a frame document, a handwritten frame document that they can put on the walls of their homes or even in their businesses if they are business owners themselves. Again, you don't need to be the one who is writing it. There are people who do this for a living and they are very inexpensive. Now, if everything fails and you cannot identify someone who has a beautiful handwriting, then just go ahead and find a nice font on the computer that you can do it on the computer with, and then you still copy it on the parchment paper. If your copier at home is not big enough for the parchment paper, you can put them all on a CD and you can take them to a copy center to be printed on the parchment paper for your customer. So if you are just joining me, today's segment we are talking about some inexpensive, unique ways that we can bestow honor on gratitude towards our clients or customer around the holiday and even during the year. The reason I did this today is because I've been having conversations with entrepreneurs who have not been acknowledging their customers in any way. And I decided that I wanted to sit down and show people some very inexpensive ways that they will not need to spend a lot of money. However, the impression that they will leave on their clients will be that of a corporate experience that they'll be getting. So, the first thing I mentioned was about creating a poem about the relationship between the customer and your organization. And the second thing I mentioned was about you writing a poem. No, the first was writing the poem. The second was writing some bullet points about the value that the customer has brought into your company. And after you do that, you're going to print them on parchment paper. You're going to frame it. You're going to wrap it with a nice, beautiful paper. And if the clients are local to you, I suggest that you go and you hand deliver it. And I want you to observe the expression on the client's face when they open that package and notice that you created a poem about them, or you develop these bullet points that you are able to put into a document, handwritten document, and give it to them as a gift. I tell you, this will cement the relationship in, and you will develop some loyalty. Guest 11662 116668, I want to welcome you to the show. And if you have some contribution that you would like to put, you can write it in the chat room, or you can call 646-915-8166 and give us some of the best practices that you are using to show gratitude to your clientele around the holiday or even during the year. Number three on the list is do an article about your customers in the local newspaper and just highlight. This can be one article, but you could highlight each customer in there and say, what is it that they have brought to your business? That you would need to research. I am not sure whether that would be a free article, a public service. I'm sure it could fall into the category of public service. Or if not, you could see how much it would cost for you to put that in there. That is something that your clients would also appreciate. You can also go ahead and put it on online newspapers and magazines as well. And I just want to take a brief commercial break. And if you are just joining, we are talking about the best practices that you can use to show gratitude to your customers.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
I also want to encourage you to stop by visionweekendconference.com, the website for the Vision Weekend Conference 2012 is now live, and you can get a more intimate and in-depth look on all the speakers that are on the platform. We still have other things that will be uploaded in the weeks and days ahead, so but stop by there and make sure you grab your registration, because I think that space is going to be going quickly. And on the platform, we have Leon Ellis, restaurateur, entrepreneur, motivational speaker, Jan Mollock, positive achievement master strategist, Crystal Washington, Market and Social Media Strategist, Willie Guru, Joint Venture Guru and Millionaire, Willie Crawford, Brian D. Ridgway, Transformational Mentor, Ariella Mitchell Durant, Attorney and Speaker, Stephen Jackson, The Original Geek and New Media Guru, Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, Strategic Planner and Business Development Consultant, Sam Orme, Founder and CEO of One Voice Worldwide, Kobe Huberman, Chief Executive Officer of Strategic Landscape and Head of the Israel Peace Initiative, Edward Foxworth III, Personal Development, Personal Productivity Strategist, Jennifer Circle, Author Strategy Expert, CJ Conan and Will Conan, Business Development Consultant, Chandel Pitts, Black Cat Design, Design Consultant, James Namely, CEO and founder of the Better Business Builders. Mr. Simon T. Bailey, billionaire and founder of the Brilliance Institute, will be our keynote speaker on at the award, at the gala, and also at the opening session on Sunday morning. And I am so honored to be the founder and the host of the Vision Weekend Conference. So if you are just joining, please call in and share some of your best practices with us about ways that entrepreneurs can leave a corporate impression on their clients based on some very inexpensive and unique things that they can do to show their gratitude. And these practices are sure to catapult you way ahead of the competition. So let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. Now, so if you're just joining, we spoke about writing a poem about the relationship between the customer and your company. Then we spoke about developing a bullet list, a bullet point list about the value or values that the client adds to your company. I suggested that you have it handwritten and the name of your company is on there, and the year that you gave it to the client is on there. And you have it all printed on parchment paper, and you can just go ahead and frame it and wrap it with a nice paper, nice bow. And if your client is local to you, you can just hand deliver it. If not, you will need to ship it well protected so the glass in the frame does not break. And number three, we spoke about doing an article in the local newspaper that shows appreciation for your client base and just highlight them in there and explain how much you appreciate the business they have brought to you over these many years, and that you are committed to get their input in how you can improve your service and all of that stuff. So those are three ways. Number four, why not be bold? Why not write a little book about each client? Now, somebody is probably saying, I'm not a writer, I'm not a this, I'm not a that. Think back to the times when you were creating greeting cards. So this little book can be in the same size as if it's a card. However, in that book, you are going to express all the wonderful things that you have learned from the customer, whether it is towards your personal growth and development, or it can be towards your business, or any advice or information or any word of encouragement that the customer had passed on your way over these times that he or she has been doing business with you. And now you have compiled them and you put it in that little book. And, you know, you can do more than one book, but each one will be a limited edition just for that client. So it's not something that you're going to sell to them. It is something that you can self-publish. And you can give that to them. If you decide on what you want to put on the cover, whether you're going to use a picture of them or a picture with you and them, just let it be as personable as possible. As personable as possible, we need to focus on. And I tell you, I know for me, I love to see my name in print. I love to see my picture on things. Because those things, your name in print and your picture will be going to places that you may never go. And it will help to connect you to relationships that you normally would not have experienced. So sit back and just relax and be creative with the process. These are just the lists that I develop. However, I am sure that you can create your own list and even call into the show and share that list, and you'll find out that on the list are things that people will enjoy. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. So, number five, there are some people who are artists. Why not create a piece of art that will show gratitude to your customers? You know, you can create, and you do, again, you do not wait for the end of the period leading up to the holidays. You just go ahead and you create during the year. And each time you see the customer, I'm sure you're going to be getting a little bit more clarity on what it is that you want to do. So we spoke about the poem. We spoke about the bullet points. We spoke about the article in the local newspaper. We talk about writing a book about each client. And when I say a book, it's actually a card in the form of a book. So you don't have to do 200 pages and all of that. You condense your thoughts about the relationship and you put it on in that card / book format. Then we talk about, if you're an artist, create art. You know, if you draw, you create something with your customer in mind. Number six, why not get a private chef and do a private dinner party for your customers? I tell you something, it is a lot more affordable than you think. You know, you can Google it, private chefs in your area, and you'll find a lot of people who are chefs. They go out and they do the shopping and they come back and they will cook at your home or at the place you decide to have this done, and they will serve the meal to your clients. So, you know, what better idea than to have them all dress up and come to this nice place that is going to be nicely decorated for them? And, you know, a few people from your company can say something about the relationship with the clients there. You just show appreciation. The other thing that this will allow to happen is that your customers are now going to be able to network together because they just met in person. So it's going to be opening up other opportunities for not only your company and not only your client, but a lot of the other people who will be coming there. And I know a lot of times people tend to shy away from saying, we can't afford to get somebody to come in and cook for us. However, it is not as expensive as you think. So just start your research early. And it's going to be much more enjoyable. It's going to be fresh. It's going to be much more enjoyable than if you take them to a restaurant, because there's going to be a lot more love there. There's warmth and just amazing things that is going to be happening there. Now, the next thing that you can do is you can create greeting cards that focus on each client, and that's what you send them instead of sending the other commercial ones that they have. You can create your own card. You can invest in a camera, and you can begin to take pictures with your customers/clients. You can take pictures with them individually or with the staff, whatever works for you. And these pictures, again, can be framed and given as gifts to the customers. I tell you, customers are going to be much more appreciative for these things that I mentioned, instead of you buying them a bottle of wine or champagne or some alcohol or something that they probably would never use. By you taking the time to evaluate and assess them, you can create these gifts that will be made with love and show that you care. I want to welcome guest 11839 to the show, and I want to invite you to participate in the conversation around some of the best practices you are showing, inexpensive ways that you are utilizing to show gratitude to the people that does business with you during the year. So if you are interested in calling in, the number is 646-915-8166. Or I'm going back and forth from the studio to the chat room. I want to welcome guest 11839 to the show. Let me know, please, what are some of the best practices you are using to show gratitude to people who support you in your ministry, in your business, whatever way. And these ways does not necessarily have to be expensive. I want to welcome guest 11855 to the show. And please let me know some of the ways that you guys are practicing in showing gratitude to your client base. 646-915-8166. That's the number for you to call in. Or I am now on the chat room. I'm going to stay here for a while. And I ask that you share. What are some things that you guys use to show your customers that you care about them? And let me know you're hearing me, because I'm not seeing any feedback from you guys. Are you hearing me? Yes, so let's see how we can show with gratitude to our customers, leave a corporate impression on them on a shoestring budget. Because, you know, I have a friend, and she, if you're going to a birthday or anniversary or whatever you're going to, you can go and stop and shop in her closet. She has something for every occasion. And I think instead of going and joining long lines, long expensive lines in the mall, we can begin to create things for our customers. Now, the list continues, because we can get to know the type of music that the person likes. And we can invest in some music for them. You think that is not going to impress them that you took the time to find out what music they like and to make a gift of that? That is going to help you to secure a couple of years more contract in them. So it does not need to be expensive, as I keep saying. It just needs to be thoughtful. Needs to be thoughtful. How can I make a difference in the life of this customer? Now, stay away from perfumes and scents, because a lot of times we tend to buy the scents that we like, and it doesn't work so well on somebody else. So, you know, stay away from scents. Okay? Now, let us talk about some personal development material that you can use to give to your clients. If you are in the business of a service, you can also offer your clients gift certificates that they can redeem from you for services that they have not yet bought into or invest into. And you can have them sample that. You can make the decision whether you give a gift certificate for one or however you do it. But you can also give them your product. You can give them also your books, CDs, tapes, whatever you have that are products that you manufacture and create. Feel free to make a gift of that to your customer base and your client. They will certainly appreciate it. And be sure to keep a tab on what they have bought before, so you don't gift them with the same thing. Know what products your colleagues have, and you can also gift them with the products from your colleagues as well. So we spoke about writing the poem and framing the poem to give to the customer. We spoke about developing the list of bullet points about the value that the customer has brought to your company. Then we spoke about doing an article in the local newspapers to highlight and praise your customers. Then we spoke about writing a book about your customer. It's like a greeting card, but in there, instead of you writing all the other things about the card, you are listing all the things about the relationship between the client and your company / organization. If you're an artist, do a piece of art for them. Okay? I know one of my friends, she's a mosaic artist, and oftentimes she creates a piece of mosaic and she gives it to us as a gift. And I know that is something that I've always treasured, and I know that people will value that as well. We spoke about a private dinner party that you can put on. You can hire a private chef. The chef will go shop and come and prepare everything and make the meal, and then you serve it in class and style and ambience. And I tell you, it is much more affordable than you can ever imagine. A lot of times, because people hear about private chefs, they think that they charge a lot of money. However, that's not the case. And they are always willing to work with you. And there are many local ones in your area. But a lot of times, and not unless you are searching, you will not be able to find it. I want to welcome guest 11992 to the show. Let us know what your contribution is to our conversation today. We are gathering information on some of the best practices that you are using to show gratitude to your clientele, especially around the holidays. And okay.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And I want to inform you that the Vision Weekend Conference website is active. It's live. So visit us at visionweekendconference.com. And if you are on Facebook, follow us at facebook.com/visionweekend. And Twitter, we are at Twitter at @visionweekend1. And our hashtag is #VisionWeekend1. So we are looking forward to seeing you there in New York City on March the 23rd through the 26th. Here are some of the speakers so far. These are our main speakers. We are going to have panelists. And we are still working on identifying some of the best in the arena for putting on the panel. We're going to have an entrepreneurial panel. I think we have all the people for that already. But we are also going to be having a social media panel. So the date for that is March the 23rd through the 26th. Here are some of the speakers who will be investing in your vision transformation revolution, which will be helping you to catapult your business to the next level. Mr. Simon T. Bailey, Mr. Leon Ellis, Ms. Jan Mullock, Ms. Crystal Washington, Mr. Willie Crawford, Mr. Sam Orme, Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, Mr. Stephen Jackson, Attorney Ms. Ariella Mitchell Durant, Mr. Brian D. Ridgway, Mr. Kobe Huberman, Mr. Edward Foxworth III, Mrs. Jennifer Circle, Mrs. Chandel Pitts, James Nemley, C.J. Cohen, and William Coyne. These are just some of the speakers who we already confirmed. The conference is going to be at the Broadway Millennium Hotel in Times Square in New York City. So stop by our website, visionweekendconference.com. visionweekendconference.com. So, again, we are back, and please call us 646-915-8166 and share with us some of the things that you are doing to show gratitude to your customers. And this is supposed to be an all-year-round thing. But I have noticed that some people, they are not doing it all year round, and neither are they doing it when it comes around the holidays. So it doesn't take a lot of money to show gratitude. It takes a lot of commitment to the relationship, and based on how you think that the client has influence, impact, or empower your company in any way. Yes, so the number to call is 646-915-8166. And you can also learn from some of the gifts that you receive. I just know that gifts that are personally created for individuals leave a real impact. I know that I am being part of a project which is a gratitude book, and that book will be out in time for the holidays. So if you keep looking on my website, you will see when the book is published. It's 365 Days of Gratitude. And it's going to be, I am one of the contributing authors. There are a number of authors who are part of the book. And that is something else that if you want to give them, the client, something like a devotional that they can have every day they go, and it's going to be different sayings or quotes written by different people for 365 days, and they can have one each day. And the year doesn't matter, because the day may change the next year, but the information on there will be still usable and be able to add value to you, to the client's life. So that is something else. If you know they're a reader, you find out what material they like to read, and you make a gift of that. Now, if they drive a distance from their base back to their home, something that you can give them that's going to be very useful is audio books. books that they can pop into their CD player in their car, and they can listen to and from work. So without spending a lot of money, you can begin to help that client reinvent who they are. You can certainly do that, because you start befriending them, and then they are going to be saying, oh, I'm really enjoying this, and because I am enjoying it, now I'm going to start doing some of these things for myself. I want to welcome guest 12107121661 to the show. And please, you can type in the chat room to let me know what are some of the things you are using to show gratitude to the people that does business with you, regardless of the industry that you're in. Anyone that spends any kind of money, small or large, with you, what are you doing to show them that you appreciate the business that they gave to you? I want to welcome guest 12182 to the show. So if you rather call in, the number to call is 646-915-8166. But please share with me about some of the things that you have done or are doing to show gratitude to your client, the people that does business with you. And because you are just joining, when you go back to listen to the archive, you'll hear some of the things that I mentioned. Writing a poem about the customer and have it done in handwritten, printed, and parchment and frame. Develop a list of bullet points about the value that the customer has added to your company. And again, handwritten and framed. Then we talk about doing article in your local newspaper that will highlight and show accolade to your customers. Write a book. It's a card, but you create that little book, a mini book about your customer, and you can give that to them as well. You can do an artwork about them. If you're an artist, you do a piece of artwork and make that as a gift to them. You can hire a private chef to make a meal that you invite the customer to have the place nicely decorated. And that's just some of what I mentioned. Once you listen to the archive, you will hear the rest. So let me hear from you. Tell me what it is that you're doing that will add value to your customer. Another thing, if your client is spiritually inclined, the Bibles make a good gift. A lot of families do not have a Bible, but you could get a Bible that is not too over the hill. And people can read it and understand. There are so many different Bibles today. And you can make a gift if you understand that they are into spirituality or religion. If they are from a different ethnicity, then you are not going to give them the holy book. So, of course, what I'm telling you to do here would require some research on your part. And before you give any such gifts, you would need to know that it's something that will not act as an insult to the person, but it will be something that they would be embracing for a long time and for the rest of their life. Now, if you are a more advanced company and over the years you have this customer, and the customer really, really splurge and spend a lot of money. They are committed. You have them for a large number of years. Now, you could spend a percentage of that money that they have spent with you, and you could treat the spouse to Broadway, the business owner and their spouse, to a theater, to theater ticket, dinner, and limousine ride. You know, you could probably, if you have a large number of clientele who started out the same time, you could find a way how to each year select one person out of that category that gets that kind of a gift. Can you imagine theater ticket and going into the city to see that and dine at no expense to them because you treated them? And of course, that's not for everybody. That would be for the clients who spend the most with you over a time period. Guest 12161, I welcome you to the show. So, again, limousine ride, especially if the limousine company knows that this is something you do every year, they will be working with you. But don't have the people drive to where they're going because you want to offer them the ambiance. And, you know, depending on how much money they have spent, you could also include when they get to the hotel a gift basket of some kind. Okay? So all these pointers I'm sharing are things that I am planning that I'll be using for myself too. And I'm praying that next year we can get together and share some ideas about what the outcome was of this. And I'm going to encourage you to call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And you are listening to the A New Day Show. So don't leave me here by myself. Call in. Let me know what are some of the practices that you are doing to show customers that you appreciate them. Another thing that is a growing trend is videos on your website. So why not sit down and do an authentic video? You can do it from your webcam, and you are going to say from your heart what it is you appreciate about your customers. And you can name each of them during the tape and why you are dedicating and devoting this to them. That, again, would be just blowing your business out in the water, because a lot of people, they don't take the time to do those things. And if your customer sees that you are doing that, they are going to be very happy and be very excited and continue to do business with you, as well as bringing in more customers for you. Yes, yes, yes. What are some other ways that you can do to show appreciation? You can, because it's up to you, you can do anything that you want to do. You just need to be creative. You know that a lot of times they have these one-man bands, or, you know, inexpensive bands. Sometimes they're not one, sometimes they're two or three, but they're local bands. and one of the other spin that you could put on the dinner with the chef, you could arrange a dance for all your customers. And that dance, they would not pay to come. They would come and they would just have fun with each other dance. You probably serve dinner or hors d'oeuvres, or depend on what time of the day you are looking to do that. But they just come out, they just hang out. Everybody get to meet each other, hang loose and just have fun and just leave again. And that's at that event, you stand and you speak about what your customers mean to you and why you do this for them, to come out, meet each other, and just have some time for themselves where they enjoy what is going on. Guest 12315, welcome to the show. Yes, so the number to call is 646-915-8166. And, you know, this is, this time of the year and leading up to the end of the year, there's so much celebration and holidays that is going around. And a lot of times we are not conscious about what we are gifting to people. And I am encouraging you to take some time this year to make sure there a lot of quality time goes into your choice, whatever it is that you want to do. The point I want to get to you is to show you how important involving yourself, your personality into the project is going to be paying off to you, because it is going to earn, it's going to be earning you more commitment to the customer staying around with you. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I want to remind you that the Vision Weekend Conference to take place at the Broadway Millennium Hotel, 144 West 44th Street, 145 West 44th Street in New York. The Vision Weekend Conference website is now live, visionweekendconference.com. You can visit that to register and to get more information and an intimate look into who the speakers are. We have James Namley, founder and CEO of the Better Business Builders, owner of Black Cat Design, Chandel Pitts, and I encourage you to listen to the Building Your Extraordinary Business, because she was the kickoff guest this past Monday on the show. And did she deliver? She delivered so much information there about things to look into before we start to create a brand. Then we have author and strategy expert Jennifer Circle. We have personal productivity strategist Edward Foxworth. We have Kobe Huberman, who is the head of the Peace Initiative in Israel. He's also the CEO of Strategic Landscape. Then we have Mr. Sam Orr, who is the CEO and founder of the One Voice Worldwide. Then we have Dr. Cheryl Cuttle, strategic planner and business development consultant. Then we have Mr. Steven Jackson, who is the general manager of RDZ Media LLC. He refers to himself as the original geek. Then we have intellectual property attorney Ariella Mitchell Durant, and she'll be there to help us protect our intellectual property. Then we have Mr. Brian Ridgway from Hawaii. He is a transformational teacher and coach. Then we have Mr. Leon Ellis out of Harlem, New York. He's owner of a number of businesses. Then we have C.J. Cronin and Will Cronin from Tennessee, and they are business development consultants. Then we have all the way from Scotland, Miss Jan Mullock, who is a master of positive achievement. We have from Houston, Texas, Miss Crystal Washington, who is a marketing and social media strategist. Then we have Mr. Willie Crawford, who is a joint venture guru and millionaire. And Mr. Simon T. Bailey will be our featured guest and featured keynote speaker. And I'm so honored to be your founder and host of the Vision Weekend Conference. So the number to call is 646-915-8166. Talk to me about some of the things that you are using to encourage your customers to do business with you and to help you show your appreciation to them for the things that they have done with your company and for your company and for maintaining the relationship with you over these years. So let us hear from you about some of the things that you can do. And I am going to now overlap with the end of the year gratitude, as well as how do we keep in touch with the customers, so the customers not only hear from us when we have a new product or a new service. However, we are in touch with them at a certain frequency that we decide we want to do. A lot of times somebody say, you know, send a card, drop a card. Do what works for you. I know one of the things I do, I tend to keep track of birthdays, anniversaries, any special date that is important to the customer. And we send a card to that customer. And even that, sometimes that will fail. But you need to find a way to keep abreast of things and to make sure you're on top of that. I tell you, I've been doing my show for a while now, since 1999. No, since 2009, I've been doing this show here on Blog Talk. And for the first time, no, for the second time, somebody sent a card. One lady actually sent some tea. She realized how much I like tea, so she sent an assortment of tea, and she sent a handwritten card. And I'm not saying it to say that it is a requirement to do, because it's not. What I'm trying to show is how much attention that these people showed about me. And when I received the card from one lady, sent it through Send Card, and I got that, and it was so neat. It came in with that handwritten note from her. And the lady with the tea, she always called, "Now you know you need to drink some green tea today." And that's the same thing that we need to do for our customers and clients. Find out all the intimate things about them. This way, we can use that to acknowledge them about the importance that they do for us. All right? we can always do more for our customers. And with that being said, I am going to play Bethany's song, More. Bethany Schmid and More. So that was my friend Bethany Schmid with More. And I think that was an appropriate song to play because we are talking about how can we show our customers and clients that we appreciate them. And we know by us doing that and recognizing them, it's going to allow them to do more business with us. And I want to share a few readings here, and it's about, you know, relationship, life, opportunities, different things. Each day we live in an opportunity to discover a complete new world. This day has never before been seen. It arrives fresh each morning, offering all the hope and promise of a fulfilling future. A world where special dreams meet successful achievement, where challenges are the inspiration for spiritual growth and insight. A world where love in all its diversity of expression is a constant force in our lives. A new beginning, a new world of our hopes and dreams is the potential each day offers us, a potential we each deserve and have the talent to achieve. That is so true. That is so powerful. And as entrepreneurs, these are some of the things that we need to incorporate into what we are doing. And as I said at the top of the hour, these practices will allow us to leave a corporate impression on our clients with a shoestring budget. Past mistakes don't have to be cloud up your future. Neither do they have to prevent you from trying new things. Only if you hold on to them will they get in your way. You have been courageous enough to risk making a mistake. Praise yourself for your strength. Remember yourself that this mistake was not like a necessary step for you to take in order to gain more understanding about life and your place in it. Then look to the future and realize that your dreams are still there. They may have changed, but they are still your dreams. And I like this one because whether you are one of those people who are listening who have said to me, you know, you don't have the money to show appreciation to your clients, and you have not done that over the years and all of that, it is never too late to start. So now you listen to this show, and you are going to start right now. Start from where you are, and you are going to see a new transformation in you and also in the relationships of your customers. It doesn't matter that you're in business 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years or longer and have never done it. You can start today to make that difference. You sure can. And it is going to make a difference in your life as well. Be the best you can be. Always have faith that tomorrow will be better than today. Remember, optimism is always a brighter window to look out on the world than a pessimist and despair. Always believe in the good of people, the capacity of the human spirit for accomplishing good is boundless. Be the best you can be. It will not only help you to grow as a person, but will inspire others to do the same. Leave your heart open to forgive others, or for a time will come when you too will seek the healing, forgiveness of a kindred soul. Strive for the things that touch the heart, for only then can you achieve the peace and contentment that go into shaping a happy life. Always be true to the moment at hand, for there are moments in life that when they pass through the affection of the heart, we leave within us memories that glow as bright as any star that smiles down at us from above. And as you pass through this world, may you leave a trail of peace and willing everywhere you go. And maybe those whose lives you have touched always along the way feel richer of heart because you have touched their hearts with a friendship in your own. And that's what I'm saying. It is never too late to begin to show gratitude and to say, you care. Welcome, guest 12889 to the show. What have you been doing to show gratitude to the people who support your ministry or your business? You can please type it in the chat room and we can discuss it. Or if you feel so led, you can call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. If you want to share what you have been doing to show gratitude to your customers. So let me hear from you, because it's coming up to the end of the year, Thanksgiving and everything, and we keep going back to these people for business support, and we want them to stay committed to our brand and everything. Yet around the holidays, we forget to let them know that we appreciate them. And this is what this show is about today. How do we show gratitude to our customers and clients? Welcome, guests 12987 to the show. How are you guys showing gratitude to your customers for their support in your ministry or in your business? Anyone who has written you a check, how are you showing gratitude for that gesture? 646-915-8166. The line is open. We have a little less than 30 minutes remaining, so we have a lot of time for a lot of conversation around how we are showing gratitude. And for those of you in the chat room, just write a couple of ways how you have been doing this, showing gratitude to your clients or customers for supporting your business over the time. I want to read, listen to your heart. We all want to make things better in our lives, but lots of times we just don't know where or when to begin. Sometimes we are troubled about something deep inside us, and we are afraid. We are afraid of dealing with our problem because we have been hurt before. And we remember that hurts can bring, making things better involves changing But changing isn't such a terrible thing. Listen, life isn't always easy. No one ever promised that it would be. But it can be wonderful at times. And it is up to us to make those times happen. Where? Begin within. When? With the dawn of each new day. How? Listen to your heart, and it will really will show you the way. So a lot of times we get little inclinations, inklings in our hearts, and we don't go by that. So we got to know how to trust that feeling in our heart. Just trust it and know that it is right for the thought that you're doing. And, you know, start, like they said, start now. Start inside. You sit down. I gave you like some joggers here that you can use to jog your mind about what I can do for this customer. What can I do for this client, you know? You know, maybe this year you want to just spend some time doing personal phone calls and personal expressing what you feel. Depends on how your funds are. You could do that too. You have the phone on, use that to express your appreciation to them. And then beginning next year, you could begin to shop ahead of time to implement a lot of the things that I share here with you this morning. A new hope. We will probably never understand all of life's disappointments, but each disappointment is a chance to draw closer to yourself. Find your own strengths and realize that you can make it. Even when the dream shatters, you begin to see that when one dream ends, you can always begin to dream again. And for as long as you can dream, you can find new places in life. Set new goals and build new and more solid foundation. With new and better expectation of what life can offer, with each disappointment, you can better find yourself and see more clearly just how strong a person you have become. 646-915-8166 is the number to call to share with us about what it is you are doing to show gratitude to your customers and supporters. You are struggling. I see it. I feel it. I hurt for you. But I must tell you, dear friend, I believe with all my heart that you will emerge somehow wiser, stronger, and more aware. Hold on to that thought. Tuck it away in the corner of your heart until the hurt melts away enough for the learning to have a meaning. (clears throat) 646-915-8166 is the number to call about what it is you are doing to show gratitude and appreciation to your clients, customers, supporters in your ministry, whichever way you're showing gratitude and saying thanks for supporting, thanks for believing, thanks for being around. What are some of the practices that you are doing? I want to hear from you, please. I really want to hear from you at 646-915-8166.
Hello, and welcome to Dr. Daphne Clark Husson Radio Hour, and we're glad you're here. Hey, listen, get over to drdaphne.in right now and get your advertisement for only $10 placed on the International Bulletin Board. That's right, for only $10, you can have your message seen by our thousands of listeners. So get over there right now, drdaphne.in. We thank you for listening to the show, and we will continue with it now. Have a great day.
And mark the date, March the 23rd to the 26th, at the Broadway, at the Millennium Broadway Hotel in Times Square, New York. We will be hosting the Vision Transformation Revolution Weekend Conference. We have a powerful lineup on the platform. Simon T. Bailey, Willie Crawford, Crystal Washington, John Mullock, Leon Ellis, Sam Orme, Cheryl Cuttle, Stephen Jackson, Ariella Mitchell Durant, Brian Ridgway, Kobe Huberman, Ed Foxworth, Jennifer Sertle, Chandel Pitts, Dr. C.J. Conan, William Conan, and Jim Nemley. And I am the founder and host of the conference. Please visit us on Facebook.com, Vision Weekend, and also Vision Weekend 1 is the Facebook page. Visit us at www.visionweekendconference.com. We look forward to seeing you in New York City, March the 23rd through the 26th. And now, coming up this Sunday, Dr. Joe Rubino will be my guest. And for the first half hour, he's going to be on talking about self-esteem and how we can use that to influence entrepreneurship. And after he's through with that, I'm going to be continuing with What's Possible, as written by Darian Kagan. We are going to be continuing with that book discussion, 50 true stories of people who dare that they could dream and be doing magnificent things. So that's this Sunday, the 20th, coming up, where Dr. Joe Rubino out of the Boston area, he's going to be my guest. And after we are through with his conversation, we are going to be continuing the book discussion, What's Possible, as written by Darian Kagan. And it's going to be set to be a powerful, powerful segment. We started last week on that, and there was so much enlightenment going on in those stories. There are so many things that's happening that people are like throwing in the towel and giving up. And when you look at these stories, it is such a heartwarming testimony from each and every one of them that will help you to look on yourself in the mirror, eyeball to eyeball, and say, what can I do to reinvent what I am doing? So that's very important. I wanted to share that with you. All right. I know where I'm going to make it. It may take time and hard work. You may become frustrated, and at times you will feel like giving up. Sometimes you may even wonder if it's really worth it. But I have confidence in you, and I know you'll make it if you try. You know, a lot of times we are losing faith and courage and everything, but we got to just hang in there. Welcome guest 13305 to the show. Is there anything you are doing in your ministry or business that encourage the customers to stay with you or helps you to show gratitude and give thanks to the customer? That's what we are discussing today. So if you feel so moved to call in 646-915-8166, you can call in and share that. Or if you want to type it in the chat room, please go ahead so I can read it for others to hear. Yeah. 646-915-8166. Now, you heard me mention a few minutes ago that it is never too late to start. So everybody needs to take the first step. There is a world out there waiting for you, a world that you have only dreamed of, but you are the only one who can make it come true. Use the strength you have got inside you to open the door. Use the courage you hold deep within to take the first step in that not right direction. Use the knowledge that you are really will make it if you try. Just take the first step in the direction of whatever you want to do. And soon your fears will all be past. You will put them behind you and know you make it through. You made it through. Just take the first step and then another. And before you know it, a more wonderful world will begin to show itself to you. Wow. 646-915-8166 is the number to call, or you can write in the chat room to tell me what it is you have done or are doing that helps you to stay connected and show gratitude to your customers slash clients or people who are supporting your ministry. 646-915-8166. Or you may go ahead and type it in the chat room. In this moment in time, reach, strive, and you will succeed. Try, but don't try too hard. Some of the best things come naturally. Give, but don't give beyond your means. Save some strength and some quiet time for yourself. Question, but don't question everything. Some problems have no answers. Attempt, but don't try to conquer. everything at once, go slowly, discovering and growing along the way. Trust in doing the right thing, even if it may seem wrong at the time. Believe in your inner strength, even if you don't feel very strong all the time. Live your life and give your best, and try each and every day to keep in mind that to truly enjoy this moment in time, all you really want to do is to reach out for your dream and let them reach out for you. To live life to its fullest is to look forward to each day as a new adventure, to learn from your mistakes and grow, to appreciate the beauty in the world, and love yourself so you can love others, to accept differences without criticisms and appreciate them for what they are, to strive to be a better person and set your goals and work for them, to find joy in giving and loving and sharing and caring, to find peace within yourself so that you can appreciate the world around you, to spend time with family and friends, to make new friends, to thank God each day, and to dream of each new tomorrow as another new adventure. The number to call is 646-915-8166. Welcome guests 13433, 13438, 13476. And we have a few minutes remaining, and today we are discussing what are some of the things that we are using to show gratitude as entrepreneurs to our clients and customers. And for those of us who have ministries, what are some of the things that we are utilizing to let people know that we are grateful for their support, encouragement, and business? Number 646-915-8166. So let me hear from you. I know that lately you have been having problems, and I just want you to know that you can rely on me for anything you might need. But more important, keep in mind that all times that you are very capable of dealing with the complications that life has to offer. So, do whatever you must, feel whatever you must, and keep in mind at all times that you all grow wiser and become more sensitive and are able to enjoy life more after you go through hard times. What they say, no test, no testimony. So remember, we can start now. Whether or not you used to show gratitude and appreciation to your customers, you can start now to make a difference and see what next year will have to offer. Or next month, you know, you can start even before the holiday. and let us know what this has done for you. So again, visit us on Facebook.com or Twitter, VisionWeekend.com, and also on Facebook, Facebook.com. We are on LinkedIn. We are all over the place. And I am just so thankful for all your support and encouragement. And I'm looking forward to seeing you at the Vision Weekend Conference on March the 26th through the 23rd. Remember, it is for you. It was founded and created for you. And we want to see you there so we can impart to you all this amazing information.
You may not be able to touch him right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.